Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, July 7th, 2006. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. It's our joy to share these messages with you each weekday morning on this podcast. Today's message is titled The Family. The scripture text is Psalm 68, verse 6, which simply states,
God sets the lonely in families.
Last night we went to a retirement party for a friend. He was blessed to have both his sons in attendance, along with their wives and a tribe of grandkids, who performed an excellent skit for us. His wife was host of the evening, and when my friend spoke at the end of the celebration, he referred to her as, quote, my greatest encourager, end quote. Of course, there were other family members, friends, and many fellow workers in attendance as well. I was privileged to open the meeting in prayer and express joy at a life well lived and the blessing of family and friends. The greatest roast, at least in my view, was from his young grandson, who testified to his grandpa's love, personal interest, and support. I came home last night and was sitting in the barn going through some old photos and came across a family photo from the 1920s when my mom was just a little girl. Along with the photo was a key to who everyone was. My mom's at the lower left, placing her hand on her cousin's head, who's covering his eyes and sticking his tongue out. I thought a lot about that photo last night, along with my friend's party. In fact, I awoke through the night and was up for a while just thinking about it as I pondered my heritage. I sure hope you all have some pictures and memories like this. I thank God for my family. God observed Adam at creation and said, it's not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him. God, in a remarkable and intimate way, made Eve. Thus, the earliest human institution is marriage established by God. This is the foundation of the family.
But marriage and the family are under tremendous stress today. Attempts are being ardently made to redefine its basic God-ordained constitution. I project if current trends continue, those of us who are committed to marriage and family in the biblical and traditional sense will be seen as quaint, old-fashioned, and perhaps even unusual. Certainly there are those now who see us traditionalists as unenlightened. One day we might even be viewed by dominant culture similar to how the Amish are presently viewed.
I'm aware that some of you have not experienced the love, joy, and peace expressed through a family unit. Some are single, others divorced or widowed, and some of you live in homes characterized by chronic strife. The Word of God says, God sets the lonely in families. What a wonderful truth. God's Word speaks of another family in which we are all welcome. Paul calls it the family of believers. This family is primarily expressed in the local church where believers gather together to worship our Father. I'm glad I have two loving families, and I hope you do as well.
Let's pray. Father, I pray for the family unit, which is under vicious attack throughout the world today. Your perfect design cannot be improved upon, even when earthly institutions attempt to redefine, enlighten, update, or explain away your original intent. I pray for godly parents to remain resolute in nurturing their children in the ways of the Lord. May your word and its instruction filter all that we see and hear so that you remain our absolute authority, not the ever-changing whims of society. I pray for our churches and their leaders to be cleansed and purified by your holy word. May their instruction always be from your inerrant holy word, not by those who present a fleshly agenda. By your grace and our commitment to holy living, we will reside in this world without having the mind of this world.
Amen. That's certainly a great need, isn't it? Well, again, we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. It's our great joy to share these messages with you. We're glad you listen. We are located on the web at dailyencouragement.net. On the site today, there is a picture that is some beach art. Someone in Ocean City, Maryland, that each day presents a wonderful art made in the sand as a witness for Christ. And reminder that we're all welcome in God's family. I also have a link to that picture that I referred to today of my family. It's a large file. It'll open slowly. There's not a whole lot of you probably interested in that, but if you are, it's grainy and didn't scan very well. There's a photo there of my great-grandma, whom I never met. Interesting to look at her face, my grandpa's mother. Have a blessed day today. Stay faithful to the Lord and stay encouraged.